I'm Ross Reynolds. The neighborhoods of Ballard, Rainier Beach, and Pioneer Square in Seattle are planning to open public restrooms. It's not the first time Seattle has tried public toilets. You might recall in 2004, the city installed 5 automatic public toilets in Pioneer Square. Big problems followed, including incidents of drug use and prostitution in the restrooms. So what makes for a good, well-run public restroom? And how can the city avoid the fiasco of the Pioneer Square public toilets that ended up being sold on eBay? Well, Carol McCreary is co-founder of the group Public Hygiene Lets Us Stay Human. The acronym is pronounced FLUSH. It's an Oregon-based public advocacy group that believes toilet availability is a human right. Carol McCreary told me that for cities like Seattle, automatic public toilets like the ones we tried in Pioneer Square won't work.
Automatic public toilets have worked well in European cities, but there is no evidence that they've worked well in any American city.
And we should explain by automatic, these toilets were self-cleaning. After each use, they would supposedly clean themselves out. And so why don't they work here?
Well, they're high-tech and very, very costly. In large European cities, these costs are covered by advertising on the outsides of the units themselves, just as advertising is placed on benches and the like, on street furniture. Well, cities like Seattle don't allow advertising on structures such as restrooms. And then a second problem was the Americans with Disabilities Act has regulations that protect users who need that extra time in the restroom. So in the U.S., the automatic doors, which open after the user has had a given amount of time, they open automatically so the user will leave if the user doesn't activate the opening of the door. These are set for a fairly long amount of time. I believe it's somewhere between 12 and 20 minutes, and it seems to vary even among cities. But this extra time when users can stay inside really can invite misuse.
So what's your advice for Ballard as they're looking at putting in a public restroom? What should they keep in mind?
Well, location and design. It should be in an area that's already activated with people. And we would like restrooms to be positive attractors in an area, serving a need and allowing multi-generational groups come together in a public space and to support pedestrians and bicycle commuters and transit users. So that would be one criteria, the shared public space where people gather or can be encouraged to gather in planning of a city. So where they are already or where you would like them to be. And then there are technical issues of water and sewer connections that need to be nearby. There needs to be safe access in terms of transportation routes and walking routes. And we feel that bringing together urban planners and people from parks and transportation departments sort of gives you a multitude of views. But one of the groups that's often forgotten is law enforcement.
Why is it important to talk to them when you're thinking about public restrooms?
Well, cops on the beat understand human behavior, especially those that have been trained in crime prevention through environmental design. Now, they can really help with the choice of location so that it's a place where eyes are on it, part of their beat, the eyes of nearby businesses can see it, and the public can sort of take ownership for its correct operations. And then they can also advise on the construction details that make a restroom safe and also resistant to vandalism and graffiti.
That's Carol McCreary, co-founder of Public Hygiene Lets Us Stay Human, known as FLUSH. She gave us her advice on building a better public restroom. Ballard and also Pioneer Square and Rainier Beach are all looking at building permanent public restrooms in those neighborhoods. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.